Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 19, 2014, David Bowie is named Best British Male Artist at the Brit Awards in London. It was the third time he has won such an award. On this day in 1995, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee marries Pamela Anderson from the TV show Baywatch on a beach in Cancun. The bride wore a white bikini. Tommy Lee wore a smile. On this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne is arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on a statue in front of the Alamo. After he made the bail, the Black Sabbath singer skipped town. In November 2015, he would make a return visit and formally apologize to city officials. On this day in 1981, Judge Richard Owen of New York State Supreme Court rules that George Harrison's subconsciously plagiarized the Chiffon song, He's So Fine, in his hit, My Sweet Lord. Harrison is ordered to pay Abco Music $587,000. On this day in 1980, Bon Scott, vocalist for AC/DC, dies of alcohol poisoning at the age of 33. On this day in 1977, Blinded by the Light reaches the top of the Billboard singles chart for Manfred Mann's Earth Band, although it had earlier been a commercial failure for the song's writer, Bruce Springsteen. On this day in 1974, Smokey Robinson, Helen Reddy, and Roger Miller are among the hosts at the very first American Music Awards. Created by TV veteran Dick Clark to compete with the Grammys, the awards are presented based on record sales and airplay as well as votes. Among the year's winners are The Carpenters for Favorite Band, Jim Croce, Favorite Male Artist, and Tony Orlando and Don, Favorite Single for Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. And on this day, February 19, 1972, a prolific songwriter who penned hits for The Turtles, Rick Nelson, Lulu, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, The Monkees, and Three Dog Night has his only number one hit with a song written by Pete Ham and Tom Evans of Badfinger. What's the song? Who's the singer? The answer right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, February 19, 1972, the man who wrote a multitude of hits for acts like The Monkees and Three Dog Night has his only hit with a song written by members of Badfinger. Here's Harry Nilsson and Without You.
No, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know. Always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows.